but it is Monday at 8:30. Every other Monday on This Morning with Aaron Keck, we're going to be joined on the phone by Tom Jensen, the director of public policy polling based out of Raleigh, publicpolicypolling.com, their website. Find them on Twitter at PPP Polls for more news and numbers and analysis. This is our first round of this regular conversation. We got a lot to talk about, so Tom Jensen joining us now on the phone today. Tom, thank you so much for being with us, and good morning.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So obviously the thing that everyone is talking about and thinking about is the riot that happened at the Capitol on Wednesday of last week. And as we start to get into impeachment hearings this week for the president and the role that he played in all of that, talk is turning to what actually, you know, we're hearing a lot from major political and public figures, but what is public reaction been to those events from the 6th? We're starting to get some surveys back now from various polling companies. What do we know about how Americans have reacted to all of this?
Well, 67% of Americans do think that what happened at the Capitol on Wednesday is Trump's fault. And 52% of those people say that he shoulders a great deal of the responsibility. So certainly there is a strong sense that the events that occurred last week really were sort of driven by how Trump has reacted to the results of the election and that sort of thing. And to have 67% of people say that he deserves at least some of the blame means that a decent number of his own voters are pinning some of the blame on him as well.
So that's the first number that we're starting to see. What do we know about just public reaction to the riot in general? I think one of the really shocking things that we all saw on Wednesday was just how many people were participating in this as if this was the right thing to do, which just boggles my mind. But what do Americans just think about the riots in general?
Well, it is something that's unifying Americans more than most things have over the last 4 years in terms of people thinking that the riots were a really bad thing. One thing that I think has been kind of interesting to see over the last week is that you are seeing Republicans really break with the president and his base, not in a huge way, but certainly in more of a way than's happened about just about anything else over the last 4 years, where you've had a decent number of Republicans speaking out against the president who haven't been willing to do that before. So those things are a little bit different from other sort of dramas of the last 4 years, where previously it was hard to find a Republican to speak out against Trump, or speak out against things driven by Trump, like these riots, about just about anything. We're now seeing at least a little bit more of that than we historically have.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling. So now this week we're going to turn in the U.S. House to impeachment, probably starting on Tuesday. The first thing that's going to happen is they're going to officially kind of call on Mike Pence to impose, invoke the 25th Amendment. There's a number of different potential options here, or courses of action or inaction. You've got the 25th Amendment, you've got impeachment, you've got slightly lower than impeachment, just a censure from Congress, and then you've got do nothing and just ride out the next 9 days and hope that nothing worse happens than happened last week, plus other options I'm sure that I'm not thinking of off the top of my head. Where do Americans stand on that question?
Well, 56% of Americans do want Trump removed from office one way or the other before the official transition of power next week. 43% are opposed to removing him from office. And this is a finding where it really does kind of break down the way that we're used to things breaking down over the last 4 years. 94% of Democrats want him removed from office, but only 13% of Republicans want him removed from office. And I actually think that especially if we get to a Senate vote, that's about the proportions how people vote in the Senate. I think more like 100% of Democrats would vote for removal from office. But I do still think your best case, looking at maybe 13% of Republican senators, maybe you get up to 5 or 6 compared to the lonely Mitt Romney from the last time around voting for removal, but still hard to imagine too many Republican senators would go along. And the key to that unwillingness of Republican senators to go along is that over 80% of Republican voters oppose it. I think it would be very hard for anybody who voted to remove Trump from office to win a Republican primary anytime in the near future.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, and as we start to wrap up the conversation, the other big thing that happened on Wednesday the 6th, or actually Tuesday the 5th, and we got the final results on Wednesday morning before everything went down in D.C., was the Senate runoffs in Georgia. Two Democratic candidates, and as people have said, not moderates really by the typical standards, but pretty strong Democratic candidates defeating Republican incumbents in two separate Senate elections in Georgia. From a polling perspective, the results kind of matched the pre-election poll numbers. So that's something to remark on. What are your other thoughts about what went down in the Georgia Senate runoffs?
Well, I think there's two big keys. Democrats really, number one, had a strategy that was focused on winning over and turning out black voters. So often campaigns in the South are sort of directed at white voters in the middle. And the Georgia candidates just decided that their best strategy was to go all in on black turnout, and that really worked out for them. And then the other piece of it is just that so much money was put into get out the vote and field work. There's plenty of money put into TV ads too, but I think that I think it's generally seen that the sort of grassroots get out the vote work was more important. And I think there's some big lessons for North Carolina Democrats from what we saw happen in Georgia last week, that maybe North Carolina Democrats need to be more willing to run black candidates for statewide office instead of running Cal Cunningham style sort of middle of the road white moderate projecting people, because we saw in Georgia that you can win with these candidates who sort of have more of an ability to get people excited. And then just the other big lesson from North Carolina Democrats from Georgia, those races weren't won in the last 2 months. They were won through years of really community-based field organizing that sort of finally paid off, that long-term investment. And that's something that Democrats in North Carolina probably need to do more of, too, if they want to have wins like the ones that Democrats in Georgia had last week.
Get more information online at publicpolicypolling.com. More numbers, news, and analysis on Twitter as well, at PPP Polls. Tom Jensen, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.